Good evening. My name is Joe Carbone, Chief Executive Officer of Manningham City Council. Welcome to tonight's meeting of the Council. I'll firstly introduce into the chamber the members of the Council's executive team. Lee Harrison, Director of Assets and Engineering. Chris Potter, Director of Community Programs. Teresa Dominic, Director of Planning and Environment. Philip Lee, Director of Shared Services. I'll now call the councillors into the chamber by their respective wards. From the Heidi Ward, Councillor Jeff Goff. Councillor Jim Griver-Christopoulos. Councillor Michelle Kleinert. Of the Kunung Ward, Councillor Dot Haynes. Councillor Stephen O'Brien, Councillor Jennifer Yang. The Mullum Mullum Ward, Councillor Meg Downey, Councillor Sophie Galbally. Not quite ready. And may I please ask you to stand for His Worship the Mayor of Manningham, Councillor Paul McLeish.
Item 1, opening prayer and acknowledgement. Almighty God, we pray for your blessing upon this council, help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established among us all. Amen.
Amen.
Manningham City Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now know as Manningham. We pay our respects to Wurundjeri elders, past and present, and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manningham. Manningham Council would also like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. I welcome all members of the public here tonight to this council meeting. A meeting agenda, supplementary papers, and information on both our meeting procedures and opportunities to ask questions of council are available from the desk near the door. The council meeting is controlled by a meetings procedure local law. I will introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and by reading the title. I will then call for a mover and seconder of a motion on the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join the debate on an item. When I refer to recommendations or an alternative recommendation, I am referring to the council officer's recommendation as set out in the report. Councillors may adopt the recommendation or propose amendments and supplementary motions. I also draw your attention to two opportunities for you to ask questions tonight. Verbal questions will be dealt with early in the meeting, but only about issues which are not on the agenda and from people who registered prior to the meeting. Written questions are dealt with towards the end of the meeting. These can be about any issue, including items on tonight's agenda. Item 2, apologies for absence and granting of leave of absence.
There are no apologies, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. CEO.
No
questions registered. Great. We'll move straight on to item 3, prior notification of conflicts of interest. Are there any notifications of conflicts of interest?
Mr. Mayor, there are none provided.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item 4, confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 29 September 2015. Do I have a mover? Councillor Downing.
I move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on the 29th of September 2015 be confirmed.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleinert. Councillor.
Sorry?
Anything to add? Excellent. I'll put the motion. Those for, those against, carry. Fabulous. Item 5, presentations. We have no presentations. Item... Yes, we do. I'm losing it. Sorry, folks, I'm a bit too enthusiastic tonight. I'm trying to push on. We have a presentation from the Don Vale Tennis Club. Councillors, this particular certificate was presented to me on the 11th of October in recognition of our council's 50 years worth of support for the Don Vale Tennis Club. It's an extraordinary organisation. It's the largest tennis club in the city of Manningham. It's not the oldest. There are a couple older, but it's certainly the largest. They have a wonderful set of facilities, and they simply want to say thank you to our council for all our support over the years and for us to understand how much they appreciate the support that we've given them. So, Mr. CEO, on behalf of the members of the Don Vale Tennis Club, please
thank
accept.
You, Mr. Mayor, and council gratefully acknowledges the vote of appreciation from the club and will write to them. Thank you very
thank
much
you.
Indeed.
Item 6, petitions and joint letters.
Mr. Mayor, there are no petitions and joint letters.
Thank you. Item 7, admission of urgent business.
There are no items of urgent business to be admitted, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Item 8, planning permit application. Item 8.1, planning application PL14-024793 for 1026 to 1030 Doncaster Road, Doncaster, development of the land for the construction of a Part 3 Part 6-storey apartment building with car parking over 3 basement levels, providing 121 dwellings. Do I have a mover?
I'll move that one, Mr. Mayor. Let the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Yang. Councillor O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And councillors, the reason why we have a town planning scheme is to ensure that it guides and plans development. It is not about open for abuse and let's see how we go. It is also a document that ensures that the residents who are affected or likely to be affected by a planning application do enjoy some protection. Councillors, this application has failed. It has failed to tick any boxes. It has failed to tick any boxes in relation to amenity. It has failed to tick any boxes in relation to ensuring that the residents' impact will not be protected. Councillors, this is a strategic site. It is a strategic site that requires a strategic building. And unfortunately, we do not have that in this particular circumstance. The applicant had a wonderful opportunity to come to us early, to engage with us early, to understand what the concerns of this council were, to listen to the residents, and to ensure that the outcome of those concerns are reflected in the design and what we call in the town planning world a design response. They could have come to us in design and sustainability, which they failed to do. That is an opportunity for them to hear from expert views, everyone from urban designers to landscape architects to architects to energy efficient people to a whole raft of professionals to engage with us early, to understand how they could have a better outcome. They have failed. They have failed in this respect. And let this be a lesson, councillors, that if one comes in and overshots the planning scheme, doesn't take any of the objectors' concerns on board, and think that they can bring in an application that is 120 dwellings, part 3, part 6 stories, in a strategic site. Yes, it is a strategic site. Yes, it is a high-density site, but at least provide a better built outcome. Councillors, this is an application that I urge you to vote down. Now, the applicant could have had an opportunity to come along and engage with us, even when, last Thursday, to hear the concerns of the objectors, but failed to show up. So let's send a very clear message to those in the community that we listen. That's what this council does so well. We listen, we engage, we're open for business, but if you don't want to play ball, then at the end of the day, it's likely that your application will get a. My message, councillors, to the Director of Planning and Environment, they want to go to VCAT, bring it on. Councillors, I urge you to vote this application down.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Yang.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and my councillors. I think the Councillor O'Brien has very well summed up with all the position of about these motions, and this application definitely failed most of the requirements under the current planning scheme. So I urge everyone to support officer's recommendation to support this motion to refuse the application. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Yang. Do I have a speaker against the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Those against? Carried. Councillors, a division has been called for this particular decision. Would you please indicate your support for the motion by standing or indicating otherwise? Those for? Councillor Galbally, Councillor Downey, Councillor Yang, Councillor O'Brien, Councillor Haynes, Councillor Gough, Councillor Christopoulos, Councillor Kleinert, Councillor McLeish. Those against? None. Thank you, councillors. Item 8.2, planning application number PL15-02-4973 for 13 to 15 May Street, Doncaster East. Construction of 15 dwellings comprising 11 three-storey dwellings and 4 two-storey dwellings with associated car parking at 13 to 15 May Street, Doncaster East. Do I have a mover?
I'll move that one, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien.
I move that the recommendation be adopted, sorry.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Galbally. Councillor O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I won't spend too much time on this particular one, but what a difference it makes when you do come and engage with council early. This is an applicant that had wanted to hear the views of council, hear the views of the objector, and engage with us. This is an applicant that came to us some time ago for design and sustainability to hear those views of those expert panel members that we have, and to understand and take all that on board. We don't force them to come, councillors. We encourage them to come, and when they do, and when they hear the views of the expert panels and people around that particular committee which I chair, it's wonderful when they do take that on board. It is good when they do engage with the community and hear their objections, and in this particular case, we understand that that was the case, where only two objections were received. May Street, councillors, as you may be aware, and in particular this site, is directly behind Taipan, and it curves on to George Street. It is a wonderful site in terms of a medium density development, because it is so close to facilities, so close to a bus line, and so close to amenities and schools. So it does provide a strategic site for people to either retire or buy their first homes into. And as many of you know, councillors, I am an advocate of ageing in place, and if we are able to provide two-bedroom dwellings in this particular case, which I believe there are, what a wonderful opportunity it is, again, for those seniors in the community to downsize and have the second room either as a study or when their grandkids come over. So it is quite a good mix of dwelling types. So if you look at your papers, councillors, what you are seeing there, time in, time out, in terms of the performance, how it's measured against the planning scheme, is met. And that's a sign and that's a commitment of a developer who has shown his commitment to work with the planning scheme rather than against it. So councillors, I do encourage you to actually vote for this particular application and to see this, what I think is a very good development, transpire.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Galvin.
Nothing to add, thank you.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Those against? Carried.